This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Health Seekers, a show where two mortal men with extraordinary curiosity and decades of experience work on your behalf to seek truth in the overlapping realms of body, mind, and spirit. The goal? Empowering you to achieve the highest levels of excellence. Dr. Dan Pompa, renowned expert in cellular health, and longtime health and fitness expert Phil Kaplan come together for a show that demands your full attention. Join Dan, Phil, and guests from around the planet sharing enlightenment and insight all aimed at the best you've ever seen. This is an interactive broadcast. Call in with thoughts, questions, or comments. Now, Dr. Dan Pompa and Phil Kaplan turning on the heat, kicking up the dust, and finding the truth you deserve.
Hello, everybody. Dr. Pompa, I am pumped. You know that word, pumped?
Yeah, pumpa, pumpa.
Yeah, I am really pumped. I'm pumped because I love doing the show. I love hanging out with you. But I have an old friend joining us today. And, you know, I haven't seen him in a while, but it's one of these relationships that we can go a long time without seeing each other, and then it's like we never, you know, lost. We're always connected. So, Vigo Snowhill, I don't want to waste time. I know you have to get yourself to a casting, but I wanted to bring you on. Vigo, how are you?
Great, Phil. Great to be back on the air with you.
Vigo, let me introduce you to Dr. Dan Pompa. Dan, meet my friend Vigo.
Vigo, I heard stories about you from Phil's past days. Phil always knows a guy, and you're just another guy. Phil knows, but that doesn't mean that doesn't mean it's not just another guy, because Phil knows a lot of really amazing people, and you're one of them.
Vigo, we do have a lot of history, right? We had a lot of fun.
Yes.
Do you remember, I'm just going to step aside for a moment and just, do you remember we used to go out to like Club Boca and the different places like that? And this is what amazed me. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, we'd all split up, you know, we'd be with Mike, he'd go one direction, you go another direction. And then somehow we'd all get together at the end of the night and go in the car and drive home. And we didn't have cell phones. And I'm going, how did we find each other? Like, today, if you don't have your cell phone, you can't find anybody, right? But we've had a lot.
I think we had pagers.
We did, but that was then you had to get to a phone and call. I hated pagers. They were no fun.
It was a lot of fun back then.
So that tells how long I've known Vigo. Vigo Snowhill is not just a bodybuilder. He was a professional bodybuilder since retired. Vigo, when was the last time you competed? Pretty recently, right?
2008, and the last time I was on stage was 2013.
Wow. And 2013, at what age?
At 53, I did a huge show in Sweden, and I was the featured guest.
They used to call you the Great Dane, right? Because you're from Denmark originally. How much did you weigh? We're on the radio, and you know this has always been a frustration. When you and I on the radio, people can't see you. You know, I want them to look. I want them to see Vigo. But how much did you weigh? What percentage of body fat? How did you come out in 2013?
In 2013, I was down to about 249 at around 3.5, because I was just guest posting. In 94, I was 270 on stage at around 2.5, 3%, and I was 295 at 5%.
295 pounds at 5% body fat.
That means massive and ripped, right? So that's Vigo. Yeah,
that was back in the big old days.
And Vigo has had many adventures. But let me tell you, aside from him being a great guy and a lot of fun, why I always love having Vigo as a guest. Because he is brutally honest. And Vigo, that hasn't changed, right?
No. I've always took pride in being honest and not telling any BS stories, because the world is full of them.
So when you see these professional athletes denying their use of, and I'm not even talking about bodybuilding yet, but professional athletes denying that they use steroids, when they put on like 20 pounds from one season to the next, does it frustrate you? And then also, do you understand why they deny it?
Well, I understand them because of all the money that's involved in professional sports. we didn't make much money as professional bodybuilders, but even a lot of our, you know, peers, they would say, no, I'm all natural and I don't do this and I don't do that. And we all knew it was just BS. And if you have a lot of sponsors, you can't very well go on TV or radio or anywhere public and say that you're taking all kinds of medications.
Now,
go ahead. I was just going to say, because I just had this conversation with somebody, and this is Dr. Pompa Vigo. They said people are still using steroids today. I said, wait a minute. The only way you could compete at that level is with steroids. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And we got to remember that the business of medication or sports medication is multi-billion dollar business every year. And the people that make and compound these different sorts of androgenic and anabolic steroids, they're always a couple of years ahead of the people that are testing the athletes. And that's how it's always been.
So we're going to get there, Dan, because I want to tie this into some of the talks we've had about hormones and hormone replacement. But, Vigo, do you remember we did a broadcast together from a Night of the Champions in Miami, I believe. We were backstage. And I think, if I'm correct, Flex Wheeler might have won that show. Do you remember that?
Yes, correct.
Flex Wheeler was the picture of fitness. I mean, an amazing physique, right? Enviable, healthy-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Flex Wheeler had a kidney transplant. So here's my question. When we've seen and been around all these people who appear to be the epitome of health, or certainly athletics, are you surprised that here we are a decade or so later and we're hearing of kidney transplants and heart failure and, in too many cases, death?
Well, a lot of my friends are dead, and I guess I just had this conversation today with a Norwegian bodybuilder online, and, you know, he had 7 heart attacks, and he is 45 today, and I'm 55. And I have just been lucky. I never had any adverse effects of anything I did. But I also think that I had a much different lifestyle from the time I was 6 years old until today, that I've always been healthy. I'm not a drinker. I'm not a smoker. I don't party. I don't eat unhealthy. And I've always been training nonstop at a very high level and taking care of myself. And I guess my parents gave me good genes, because I'm okay as we speak, but a lot of my friends are gone, and I have a lot of friends that recently had heart problems, and a lot of friends who had kidney transplants.
Dr. Pompa, do you know Bob Goldman, who started A4M? Dr. Bob Goldman.
I know the name. I don't know him personally.
Bob Goldman used to be very connected to athletics and bodybuilding, and he's been a guest on my radio show many times, and a really, really good guy and a forward thinker. And Vigo, you might remember he asked a question, and he made it a sort of a survey, where he asked people if they could have an amazing physique but die in 5 years, would they? And
I remember.
Yeah. And the answer was what? In most cases,
a lot of people would like to have those 5 years of fame.
Wow. Wow. That's
so
hard
now,
for me to believe.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, that deal with the devil, right? I'm going to give you fame. I'm going to give you the physique you want, but you have 5 years to live. And I think what's really crazy is that's been the truth, I mean, for many of these people, right? Vigo, you said a lot of your friends have died. Who that we might know?
Well, we're looking at one of my dear friends was Nasser El Sombadi,
right.
Who was, you know, we competed together. He was a fantastic human being with so much knowledge. He spoke 7 languages. He was had so many degrees, and he just went on the bandwagon with the Dorian Yates, and he said Dorian, you know, could take more drugs than anybody else and still be, you know, live through it, and that's why he was the best. Mike Matarazzo recently died. He was another dear friend.
We got music playing. It means we got to go to a break. Vigo, stay. Okay, we're going to be back right after. Yes, we're going to be back after these very important words.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, welcome back. We are privileged today to be joined by Vigo Snowhill, world champion bodybuilder, now 55 years old in incredible shape. So, Dr. Pop, I want to introduce you to Vigo. Vigo has a casting he has to go to, so he's only got a few minutes left. So I wanted to create that introduction, but Dr. Pop, here's what we learned so far. Athletes use anabolic steroids, right? Bodybuilders compete and get big enough to compete using androgenic anabolic drugs. And anybody who wants to lie about it is just going to step away from the truth, but that doesn't change the reality. And Vigo's here to say that. So the denial, we understand, because they're doing something that is frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a lie. So Vigo is a guy who shares the truth, and he's been through it all. He also mentioned that some of his good friends have died, and they've died at very young ages, and they're in their 40s in many cases. Some major, major, Mike Matarazzo, I mean, some major, major champions, and anybody who's followed bodybuilding would be shocked, because these were the guys that they held up as, look at him, and they're not here anymore. So what is the message, Vigo? Because here's why this becomes really important. Here's what I see today. I see guys in their 40s seeing commercials on TV that say, low T, come to the doctor, we're going to assess you, we're going to give you medication, we will improve your sex drive, you will no longer have erectile dysfunction, you'll feel younger, you'll feel better. And now these guys get a prescription, and they're injecting testosterone into their body. This is steroids. It's the same thing, is it not?
Yes, all steroids are made from testosterone.
So what is...
Testosterone is the base molecule for all steroids.
So what is the message that we want to get out to people? Because, you know, is it safe? Is it 100% safe if they're getting it from a doctor? I mean, I don't want them to go one end and go, oh, everyone who takes steroids dies. That's not the case. But I also don't want them to think that they're not doing any harm, because they're really messing with their endocrine system and more, right?
Well, like I said, I've been lucky, and a lot of people haven't. I think there's different degrees. I think some men that really have ultra-low testosterone levels in their body wouldn't be hurt by some growth hormone and testosterone to rejuvenate themselves. But there's different levels, you know. Most people going to a doctor would never even get close to taking as much steroids as women do, women that compete. So there are different levels, and then there are, you know, it's like smoking. Some people smoke and die when they're 40, and some people die when they're 90. There's really, it's really hard to generalize any of this. It's always up for discussion. I just know that my side effect is that I have to be on therapeutic testosterone for the rest of my life, because I shut down my own production.
I was just going to say that.
The pro. What?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I'm sure you've shut down your own production, and I know that even people with low testosterone, when they're taking it to put themselves back at a certain level, when they stop, they're faced with the same thing, Vigo, that now their body's producing even less. So
that's correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, that I think that is the consequence. I think you're different in the fact that you realize that, whereas they go through major depression, physiological change that creates the depression, and they're wondering what's wrong. When you're going, hey, I'm okay with taking it the rest of my life. Now, are there any things that you did differently than these other people, friends of yours who died doing this? I mean, could you say, hey, this is one thing I've done differently? I mean, I appreciate the fact you're saying you're just lucky, but is there anything else you've done different?
Yeah, I've done more cardiovascular weight training than anybody, and I always kept my body fat really low, which means that you have a free-flowing blood system. I mean, you don't clog yourself up with a lot of cholesterol. I've always had very low cholesterol. The downside is that the good cholesterol has always been too low as well, which is not a good thing, and you have to kind of get help to try and keep the good cholesterol high. I think a lot of people, they had a tendency to eat themselves into oblivion after contests and gain too much weight too fast, and eating you know, a lot of unhealthy stuff, whereas I've always kept myself at 10% and lower, and I always advocated enormous amount of workouts like Arnold did, and you know, 10 to 15 hours a week with weights and high reps and supersets, triple sets, and, you know, just really high heart rate. And that builds up a tremendous cardiovascular system that a lot of bodybuilders don't do because they're too lazy and it hurts too much.
Hey, Vigo, I know I know that you're really pressed for time, and Dr. Pomp and I are going to talk about you after you leave, but I'm inviting you to be a regular on this show because we've reconnected, and let's keep this going because I know you have so much to share. But talk about some of the freakiest, craziest things you've seen. I mean, I'm going to open that wide open for you because you've been around that sport. You've seen it all. What are some of the things that would really shock people?
Okay, so let's take this, the therapeutic dose that most of my friends that are over 50 get from their doctor is, 50 to 100 milligrams a week of testosterone. I've seen kids, I mean teenagers, 18, 19, 20 years old, taking 5,000 milligrams of testosterone a week.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's crazy.
And what happens? In the short term, they beef up and they get all muscular and strong, and that's where the damage begins, right?
Tremendous, they get a really freaky blood pressure, too much water retention, a lot of acne, a lot of headaches, and they get super strong, super fast, which means that they have a greater chance of tearing muscle tissue and tendons. And when they go off these enormous doses, of course, they get the backlash of, not losing weight and being depressed over that, and then they start back up again. It's like a terrible cycle. I've always been planning my training and what I did over a very long range of time. I always planned years ahead of time. It wasn't like a quick fix with me, and I started, I trained for 6.5 years before I took anything, and I never took testosterone as a free base before I was over 40 years old. So I stayed away from a lot of the androgenics that mess up your own system, and that has probably helped me out.
Yeah.
With a healthy lifestyle.
As a personal trainer, I would guess, people look at you and there's a moment of awe. Look at the size of this guy. Do a lot of people who become your clients ask you for drugs? In other words, do they go, okay, hey, now that we're buddies, can you get me some?
Well, it happens, and I always tell them that I'm not a doctor. I'm not allowed to even suggest it. I always tell people, if you have any questions, go to a rejuvenating clinic if you're old enough. I always tell people to be at least over 40. And go to your own private doctor and let them handle it. It's not up to me. It's not something I ever get involved in because you open yourself up to all kinds of legal problems if something goes wrong.
Hey, Vigo, I love you. I miss you. I can't wait to see you. I know you got to go. Thank you for joining us here today. All right?
Yes.
Nice to meet you, doctor.
Yes, nice meeting you too, Vigo.
We'll talk soon. Dr. Papa, okay. Phil Kaplan, Health Seekers Radio. We'll be back very shortly. Hang around.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Oh yeah, Health Seekers Radio with your very good friend Phil Kaplan and everybody's friend Dr. Daniel Papa here giving you the information you need to get fit, healthy, and lean. And today's a little bit of a different show because we just had a professional bodybuilder on the show, and what I really applaud about Vigo is he tells the truth.
Yep.
And you know, we'll talk about this another time, but Vigo came into a radio show I used to do on the air right after he was pronounced dead, and that's true. So we will talk about that. So when he says he's lucky, he is lucky, and thankfully, based on what, you know, most bodybuilders have experienced, he's healthy, but he certainly had his incident. So I just want to open that door. We're going to have Vigo back because he's got amazing, amazing stories to share. And what I love is he's a personal trainer, and he trains people to be healthy, and he does it in a way that's very honest. So he doesn't say, no, I never use steroids. He goes, of course I use steroids. I'm a professional bodybuilder. Right? But you shouldn't. And if you think you should, then go to the doctor. So he operates from an ethical perspective, but man, he's been through it. And Dr. Pop, I know you looked him up on Google now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had said right when we got off air, I said, gosh, I had 50 more questions here. You know, I'm intrigued by people like him, right? They take something to the massive extreme, and he's an exception, right? I mean, he's a massive exception. I'm intrigued by that. I'm intrigued that, you know, he can be 55, 290 pounds, 5% body fat, taking these things to the massive extreme. I have a zillion questions, physiologically, emotionally, you name it. It just goes on in my mind, Phil.
But for our listeners, I think it's important for them to understand, because I've shared this for a long time, and a lot of people want to be in this denial state. Professional athletes use anabolic drugs. Does that mean everyone? I don't know, but I will tell you this. I know professional baseball players who use anabolic steroids, and not a few. I know personally football players who use anabolic steroids. I know bodybuilders who could not compete without anabolic steroids. There are Olympic competitors who manage to get around the drug tests and use anabolic steroids. There are cyclists who use anabolic steroids. So it's sort of like this very weird secret. And I also think there's an ethical or moral dilemma here, because you cannot get out on a football field every Sunday, get your head bashed in by 300-pound linebackers, and then recover and come back and play next week, unless you get some kind of aid with recovery, right?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
So we talk about hormones. We talk about how important hormonal balance is. And I think here's an example of creating a imbalance, a hormonal imbalance that from the outside, aesthetically, people go, whoa, look at that. But on the inside, throwing things out of balance does some damage. Dr. Pompa, when somebody goes through what Vigo was describing, you know, a younger guy gets on high dosages of steroids, then gets off them and goes through the crash, and then feels like they need to get back on them, is there an escape from that? Is there ever an escape from that?
Well, you know, I mean, I think one thing that I appreciated, I mean, he has shriveled up his testicles to the point. By the way, that was one of my questions. I hate to say it. I'm curious as the physician, you know, but that he has to take them the rest of their life. I think, you know, some people experiment. They go through this low, but there is hope that their body can start reproducing again. You know, I always say that it's not about the hormones we take. It's about being sensitive to the hormones we have. And that's the case. I mean, we have to improve our cellular function to the point that our cells can hear the hormones and therefore be even more effective. When you take this amount of steroids, when you take even the amounts that he was saying that are for, you know,
therapeutic.
I don't want to say the therapeutic amounts. Even that, you start to decrease the amount your cells can hear the hormone. So they become more deaf. It's like the example I give is shouting at your children. They become less and less, you know, hearing you. So the steroids become less and less effective. So there's time, Phil, that has to get the cells hearing these hormones again and your body even producing them again.
And is there similarity between that scenario you just described and the individual who's been taking thyroid medication for 10 years the individual who's insulin resistant?
It's the same. So we can say, you know, we can judge, you know, this person. But, you know, listen, I mean, there's a lot of people taking a lot of different hormones today and the same effect is happening. So we're taking the extreme and realizing its effect on the heart, realizing the effect on the kidneys, the liver, etc. These other hormones are still having the effect and they're still blunting and affecting the cell. So the effect's the same.
I think that when we look at people who come into your office or just come into a medical office or an alternative medicine office with symptoms, and they have a laundry list of symptoms, I think, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, in the great majority of cases, the root of the issue is a hormonal imbalance. Would you agree or not?
I do. I'd say today. I said, look, weight loss today has more to do with hormones, oftentimes even the foods that we're eating. Because you really, now the foods affect the hormones, but really whether you're lean, whether you're not, is really an effect of hormones. So yes, hormones are the factor.
So when we come back from this next break, and it's our last segment, again, the show goes really quickly, what I want to talk about, in line with what Vigo started, is can you reach a high level of fitness? Can you reach a high level of leanness? If you're a guy, can you get muscular? Can you get the six-pack? Without, is there a way that you can actually create a hormonal balance that works in your favor? Because if the athletes are reaching out for something exogenous, something outside of their body, I think it creates the illusion that you need the drug to look like that. Now, do you need the drug to compete on the Mr. Olympia stage?
Yes.
In most cases, yes. I will introduce you to Mike Ashley on another show. He stood on that Mr. Olympia stage and held his own and never used anabolic steroids. And I think he's just a freak and he's the only one. That's my opinion. I believe him. For years, I thought he was lying. And I would, you know, we'd be at dinner. I go, just come on, Mike. I won't tell anybody. But I think he's the only one. So people look at that and they assume you need to do the drugs to look like that. And the question that I want to address is, from a fitness perspective, can you be fit? Can you be lean? Can you be healthy? Can you be ripped? Can you have the pecs and the delts and the abs? Relying upon your own hormonal balance. And if so, doesn't that mean that we are set up, we are programmed for optimal hormonal balance, and the only reason we get out of that balance is we screw it up?
Yeah, we screw it up and our environment screw it up, right? Some unintentionally, right? Some people today are in a state of weight loss resistance, meaning the inability to lose weight despite what they eat, despite how much they exercise. This is becoming a new epidemic. Unknowingly, they're exposed to certain toxins that create that. Now, men, we can have the same effect. We're unknowingly exposed to certain things, diet, environment, that are causing us to be hormone deficient, not our cells not hearing testosterone, therefore we're not performing the way we want athletically. Our libido's not right. So this is an epidemic, Phil.
I also think that there's another drug that's had a lot of allure, and Vigo mentioned it, and that's growth hormone.
Yeah, this is a new thing.
Yeah, and you know, it's not all that new. It's just becoming more and more mainstream, which is kind of weird. So, you know, athletes have used it for a very long time. Celebrities have used it for a very long time. And now it's just becoming more and more accessible. It's really becoming more and more available. And again, when you inject something into your body that is hormonal, that was not made by your body, it can only interrupt your natural process. So in the short term, you can say, hey, it's working, and I feel better. But what are you doing in the long term? And I'm going to say this, nothing good. And in line with that, there is a theory of cell division. And the theory is this. Our life is predetermined in terms of the length of our life by the number of times our cells divide. And it's sort of like a fingerprint. Your cell division potential may be different than your neighbors and your wife's and your family, right? So if you are pre-programmed through that cell division to end your life at a certain point, if you speed up that cellular division, do you move the end closer? And if you're growing through growth hormone, what are you doing? You're speeding up the process of cell division, feeling younger, but aging faster. So it's complicated. We want to give you natural solutions when we come back. This is Phil Kaplan, Dr. Dan Pompa on Health Seekers Radio, right where you should be. Stay tuned.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is Phil Kaplan. I'm really glad you're here. You're a little late. You should have been here earlier. If you've been here, I'm glad you're still here. And I'm being joined, of course, by my co-host, Dr. Daniel Papa. Wouldn't do the show without him. Dr. Papa, we started with Vigo Snowhill, professional bodybuilder, professional bodybuilding champion.
Yeah.
Massive. And you know what? You got to love the accent.
Oh, God. All right, makes you love him more.
Yeah. It's a little like that Arnold thing, right? But it's real, you know, and the deep voice. So Vigo will be back many times, and when you get to know him, and I'm talking to our audience, he's got things to share that will knock you off your feet. And again, he's the guy who's honest. He's going to tell the truth. There's no filter and there's no lie here. You know, Vigo is genuine. But in our last segment, we spoke about how so many of the symptoms that people suffer are the result of hormonal imbalance, and how easily you can screw up your own hormonal balance, either by environmental factors that you may not even be aware of, or by injecting things into your body or swallowing pills or capsules, in some cases that were prescribed by your doctor, right?
All right.
So if we think of ourselves being born into a state of perfect health, if you were born into a state of perfect health where your heart knew exactly what to do, your lungs knew what to do, your digestive tract knew what to do, well, so too did your hormonal system. It knew exactly what to do. It's very complex, but it works. So if we live in perfect health, it continues to work. So Dr. Pompa, knowing that so many of the therapies that people go for where they're injecting or swallowing hormones can really backfire in the long run, what are some of the keys to moving toward better and better health as we get into our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s and beyond?
Well, when we look at people who live long, healthy, they often have low hormones. You know, meaning that, their testosterone is actually lower. However, their cells are very sensitive to the hormones. So it's not about taking more hormones. I mean, let's be honest. Right now, you know, we have more people taking hormones than ever any time in the history of man. And yet, are we really healthier? The answer is no. Matter of fact, arguably, we're in a greater state of hormonal imbalance than ever. There's something called homeostasis, which simply means the healthier you are, the more balanced your homeostasis. Your body's always trying to find perfect balance. The healthy people have this, their body's doing it. They're in a perfect state of balance. So therefore, if that's the case, if we can look at someone and say, we can judge somebody's health by how balanced they are, their homeostasis, perfect, then therefore when we're injecting hormones, rubbing hormones on, taking hormones, we're automatically now throwing ourselves out of balance because the body always has to adapt, right? That's why he said he has to take these the rest of his life now. The body stops producing it because they're taking it. So even the person who's taking the therapeutic dose, their body stops producing it because now you're taking it. That's homeostasis. So if we want to be as healthy as we can be, then we have to drive towards homeostasis. That means removing the things in our life that interfere with hormones. Drive the cell not to hear the hormones, because that's what I'm talking about. That's what's the key, is how well do your cells hear your existing hormones? Then we have to ask the question, Phil, what's keeping our cells from hearing hormones properly? So that's the key. Exercise helps your cells hear hormones better. Diet, things that drive inflammation, keeps your cells healing or hearing hormones. So that should be the topic.
And Dr. Pamba, I did a seminar the other night, and I shared a sentiment that you and I have discussed many times, and it was easier to help somebody get fit and lean 15 years ago than it is today. It was easier. Not because of any change in my ability, but because the world has changed, the environment has changed, food has changed, air has changed, chemicals have changed. And so as a result, the human being, the human organism, has developed certain mechanisms really aimed at survival.
Yeah.
But they've kind of changed that innate programming to maintain a healthy homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when people believe that exercise is the answer, they often take on too much.
That's right.
And when we talk about homeostasis and balance, you talk about cycling your diet, right? Dietary variations, not staying with the same thing. Because you don't want to get to that place where it's sort of lopsided and this is the only way you do things. You want your body to be able to adapt and always work to keep that balance, right?
That's right.
Well, when it comes to exercise, I think the biggest mistake that I see is people do too much. Now, they hear that and they go, oh, no, no, I only do an hour a day. It's not how much time you spend. It is based upon your overall stress load. And I'm going to let you speak to that, but I want to give an example. April 15th, an accountant just finished with tax season. He is extremely stressed, has gained weight, doesn't sleep, and he keeps saying, when April 15th comes, I'm going to join the gym, right? So he goes to the gym with good intentions, and he meets the personal trainer. And the personal trainer goes, I'm going to take this guy through a great workout because exercise reduces stress. And he puts him through a pounding, grueling workout. And the accountant, at least psychologically, feels good. His body's really tired, but he goes, I did it. You know, I started. 3 days later, he doesn't come back. And the trainer blames him. They go, it's his willpower. But the fact is, without recovery, when stress load is too high, when you're out of balance, your body responds negatively to exercise. So can you talk about stress load and how it ties into this whole picture?
Yeah, well, I mean, Phil, I have many clients who I tell absolutely do not exercise because they're not adapting to it. Why? Because of what you said. Their stress load is too much. Now, folks, remember, stress physical, chemical, or emotional. So let's put exercise in the category of physical stress. Well, people who have a lot of chemical stress, that was me at one point, Phil. I could not exercise. I would not adapt because my chemical load, my chemical stress was so great that my body would not adapt to even bicep curls. I had come from a cycling world where I could bike 100 miles. Literally, if I tried to ride a few miles, I would have a headache that night. I wouldn't sleep. And the next day, for days, I'd be wiped out from just that little bit of exercise. Okay, so my stress load was too much. Now, emotional stress can do the same thing. The key is stress can be positive if we adapt to it. Exercise. So athletes that really understand that it's the we want to stress our body, but if we're not adapting, then it becomes negative. And Phil, I see that day in, day out here where I live in Park City, where we have all these endurance athletes pounding the pavement, doing their things. How about the aerobics instructor? 5, 6, 7 classes a day. You know, why is she still overweight? You know, that over exercise, if you will, you know, not adapting is really one of the causes.
And coming back full circle, if somebody is over exercising, their stress load is too high and they're not recovering, their adrenal hormone output will be higher.
That's right.
Their testosterone will be lower.
Correct.
And now if that individual takes anabolic steroids because they look at Vigo and they go, I want to be like that, you know what's really unfortunate? They will respond favorably.
That's
they
right.
will respond favorably because the drug allows the cortisol to lower. The drug increases the testosterone, allows their ability to recuperate and recover, but at the expense of what?
That's right. Homeostasis. The body's going to take from somewhere up because of that adaptation, and it's ultimately taking years off your life. You had said about the duplication, forcing the cells to duplicate, duplicate, duplicate. There's the only biological clock that we know of as humans. In humans is something called a telomere. Think, look down at your shoelace if you have a shoelace on, that little plastic coating at the end of a shoelace. Think of that as your telomeres that protect every chromosome and all your DNA in your body. The shorter that gets, the closer you are to death. Simple as that. You start life when you're born at about 10,000 bases. That's how they measure the length of this thing, right? You died about 5,000. So I don't know where yours are, but somewhere in between, obviously. But the moment you start approaching that 5,000 mark, you're about to die. So we know that forcing this, you know, duplication of cells, forcing this this production of more and more cells, we are getting closer to that 5,000. So what you said has scientific validity to it.
So, you know, I really hate the simplicity of eat right and exercise. I hate it because it's not news to anybody, right?
Right.
There's never been a person who has gone to the doctor and the doctor said, hey, I have the perfect prescription for you. You ready for this? And they go, yeah, tell me, doc. Eat right and exercise. Whoa, that I never heard that before, doc. That's amazing, right? That doesn't happen.
Hold on. Let him be more specific. So what do I eat? Do I eat just more fruits and vegetables?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And
what
take
type
a walk.
Of workout?
Take
a walk. There you go.
Right. So it's not just eat right and exercise, but the truth is that is the key component. It is. You got to eat right, you got to exercise, and you have to recover. But what does eat right and exercise mean? And that's where people get so lost. And this is why you must connect this show to a dopamine spurt in your own brain. What does that mean? That means when you listen to the music for Health Seekers Radio, your brain goes, whoa, this is good. And you don't want to miss an episode. Dr. Pompa,
we'll
be back next week, right?
Well, a lot to talk about.
With more Health Seekers Radio. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.